As a boy, while working in the fields with my mother, she taught me one of the most important lessons in life. It was late in the morning, the sun was up, and we had been hoeing for what I thought to be a very long time. I stopped to look back at what we had accomplished and say to my mother, "Look at all we have done." Mother did not respond. Thinking that she had not heard me, I repeated what I had said a little louder. She still did not reply. Raising my voice a little higher, I repeated again. Finally, she turned to me and said, "Edward, never look back. Look at what we still have to do." My dear brothers and sisters, the covenant we made with the Lord when we were baptized to stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all things and in all places that we may be in is a lifelong commitment. President Ukdorf counseled, "Those who have entered the waters of baptism and received the gift of the Holy Ghost, you have set their feet on the path of discipleship and are charged to follow steadily and faithfully in the footsteps of our Savior," close quote. The Lord, through his servants, calls us to serve in various callings, which we accept with total commitment. When a release has been extended and a call in a different assignment had been issued, we joyfully accept it, knowing as our forebearers knew that in the service of the Lord, it is not where you serve, but how. Thus, when a stake president or a bishop is released, he joyfully accepts his release. And when a calling is extended to serve in any way which the Lord through his servants seeth fit, he is not overshadowed by his previous experience, nor does he look back and think that he has served enough. He is not weary in well-doing because he knows that he is laying the foundation of a great work with a clear vision that such efforts blesses lives for eternities. Thus, out of small things proceeded that which is great. We should all be anxiously engaged in a good cause and do many things of our own free will and bring to pass much righteousness. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles counseled, "The past is to be learned from but not lived in. We look back to claim the embers from glowing experiences but not ashes. And when we have learned what we need to learn and have brought with us the best that we have experienced, then we look ahead and remember that faith is always pointing towards the future." While my mother's lesson of looking ahead was directed in the visible weeds in the field, it was less in comparison to what the early saints went through. Elder Joseph B. Whitlin described this experience so well. Open quote. In 1846, more than 10,000 people left the thriving city of Nauvoo, which had been built on the banks of the Mississippi River, with faith in prophetic leaders. Those early church members left their city beautiful and struck off into the wilderness of the American frontier. They did not know exactly where they were going, precisely how many miles lay ahead, how long the journey would take, or what the future held in store for them. But they did know they were led by the Lord and his servants. Close quote. They knew how it was to look ahead and believe. Over a decade and a half earlier, some of these members were present when a revelation was received. "For verily I say unto you, blessed is he that keepeth my commandments, whether in life or in death." And he that is faithful in tribulation, the reward of the same is greater in the kingdom of heaven. You cannot behold with your natural eyes for the present time the design of your God concerning those things which shall come hereafter, and the glory which shall follow after much tribulation. Close quote. We too can look ahead and believe. We can embrace the invitation of our Lord, who with stretched open hands invites us, "Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Our dear prophet, President Thomas S. Monson, his counselors and the quorum of the 12 apostles have extended an invitation for us all to participate in the work of salvation. The new converts, youth, young adults, those who have retired from their professions, and full-time missionaries need to be equally yoked in hastening the work of salvation. President Boyd K. Parker of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles once attended an ox pulling contest where he drew out an analogy. He said of the experience, "A wooden sledge was weighted with cement blocks, 10,000 pounds, 5 tons. The object was for the oxen to move the sledge 3 feet. I noticed a well-matched pair of very large brindled blue-gray animals, the big blue oxen of season past." In speaking about the result of the contest, he said, "Teams were eliminated one by one. The big blue oxen did not even place. A small, nondescript pair of animals, not very well matched for size, moved the sledge all 3 times." He was then given an explanation to the surprising outcome. The big blues were larger and stronger and better matched for size than the other team, but the little oxen had better teamwork and coordination. They hit the yoke together. Both animals jerked forward at exactly the same time, and the force moved the Lord. Close quote. As we look ahead and believe, we need this same teamwork in hastening the work of salvation. As we invite others to come unto Christ, in our individual capacities, we need to follow the counsel of President Dieter F. Uchtdorf to stand close together and lift where we stand. We can tap our full potential, just as was observed by Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12. I quote, "As I travel throughout the church, I marvel at the positive things that are occurring, yet I never feel that we as a people are living up to our real potential. My sense is that we do not always work together, that we are still too much interested in aspirations for personal honors and success, and show too little interest in the common goal of building the kingdom of God. May we all unite in a common objective to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. Our Savior Jesus Christ, who sees from the beginning to the end, knew very well the road he would travel to Gethsemane and Golgotha when he proclaimed, 'No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.' In the sight of the Lord, it is not so much on what we have done or where we have been, but much more on where we are willing to go. Our guiding principles were taught to us by the prophet Joseph Smith," open quote. "The fundamental principles of our religion are the testimony of the apostles and prophets concerning Jesus Christ. He died, was buried, and rose again the 3rd day, and ascended into heaven. And all other things which pertain to our religion are only appendages to it. I testify that as we follow the example of our Savior Jesus Christ and raise our hands to the square with action in sustaining our beloved Prophet President Thomas S. Monson, we will find peace, comfort, joy, and we shall eat the good of the land in these last days. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.